even the demon obeyed his command.
后来门徒也认识得到耶稣是神的儿子，是弥赛亚。
So later on, the disciples also knew that he was that Jesus was the Son of God. He was the Messiah.
那么耶稣就公开的去预言呢，他将会被杀，三天后复活。
And then Jesus prophesied publicly that he would be killed and then would be resurrected after 3 days.
到马太福音二十六章的时候呢，就是距离耶稣钉十字架的两天。
So when we reach the point of chapter 26 in the book of Matthew, and that was 2 days before the Passover.
那么第一节就说，耶稣讲完了这一切的话，就对门徒说：“你们知道，过两天是逾越节，人子要交给人钉在十字架上。”
And starting with verse 1, it says that when Jesus had finished saying all these things, he said to his disciples, "As you know, Passover is 2 days away, and the Son of Man handed over."
换句话说呢，耶稣经过三年半的传道以后，他的身份已经很明确的告诉地上的人。
In other words, after 3.5 years of preaching, Jesus had clearly revealed his identity.
就是耶稣是弥赛亚。
That he himself is the Messiah.
耶稣也是天国的王。
He's also the king of the kingdom of heaven.
但是呢，耶稣不是要来推翻罗马政府的。
But he did not come to this earth to overthrow the Roman government.
那第三个身份呢，就是一个为人舍命的救赎主。
His third identity is the Savior who had come to die for man.
所以呢，过了三年半以后，其实无论你是敌人，是耶稣的门徒呢，也了解耶稣这三个身份。
So after 3.5 years, you will acknowledge the three identities of Jesus, whether you're his friends or his enemy.
但是呢，不同人呢，都会对耶稣有不同的反应。
However, different people would have different reactions.
第一个反应呢，就是恨。
First reaction, hate.
这个呢，是知识长和长老对耶稣的反应。
This is the reaction of elders.
第三节里面说，那时知识长和民间的长老聚集在大祭司称为该亚法的园里，大家商议要用诡计拿住耶稣杀他，只是说当时日子不可，恐怕民间生乱。
Verse 3 said that then the chief priests and the elders of the people assembled in the palace.High priest, whose name was Caiaphas, and they plotted to arrest Jesus from the highway, killed him. And not during the feast, they said, for there might be a riot upon them.
那祭司长和长老呢，就是以色列的宗教的领袖。
Chief priests and the elders of the people were Israel's religious leaders.
那你要想象，如果你生活在一个以宗教为第一的社会的时候呢？好像今天的伊朗一样了。
Like today's Iranian society, when you live in one where the religious leaders have the highest status.
那么这些宗教领袖呢，就是也是这个政治跟社会的领袖。
These religious leaders also are the political and the social leaders.
所以这些人走在街头上面呢，有人会向他们敬礼。
So people would salute them as they walk down the street.
比方说呢，他去任何的宴会里面，他都会坐在首席。
And they would be sitting at the head of the table when they attend any party.
但是耶稣刚好就是这些宗教领袖的相反。
However, Jesus is the antithesis of these religious leaders.
因为耶稣是一个木匠的儿子。
Because Jesus is the son of a carpenter.
换句话说，耶稣就是无权也无势的一个阶层。
In other words, he came from a class where there is no authority or power.
耶稣从来没有跟过一个拉比去学律法。
He never followed a rabbi to learn about the law.
所以用我们今天的话去形容呢，他就好像一个平信徒，没有学过神学的。
So if we use today's language to describe Jesus, he would be like one of the ordinary believers where he never received the theological training.
但是我们通常知道，同时知道了耶稣是一个非常善良的一个人。
But at the same time, we also understand that Jesus is a very kind person.
不单指他常常去帮助其他人。
Not only he constantly helps others.
如果你打他的右边呢，大概他会转过他的左边的脸给你打。
That if you strike him on his right cheek, he would even turn his left cheek to strike him.
那么你就要问了，这么良善的一个人，为什么这些怎么虔诚的宗教领袖要恨他呢？
And then you may ask the question that why seemingly godly religious leaders would harm such a kind person.
他圣经说哦，这些宗教领袖呢，他要杀死耶稣。
The Bible talked about these religious leaders wanting to kill Jesus.
那圣经给我们的原因，就是因为呢，他们要杀耶稣的原因是因为他们妒忌耶稣。
The reason they want to kill Jesus is out of envy.
你可以说啊，这些宗教领袖啊，是因为妒忌而产生憎恨。
You may say that these religious leaders hated Jesus because of their envy for Jesus.
我想第一个原因就是因为耶稣的真把他们的假显现出来。
And I think the first reason is that Jesus' genuineness revealed their falsehood.
当耶稣讲完这个登山宝训的时候呢，这些人听到他的话的反应就是怎样。
The following is people's reaction. To Jesus after finished the sermon.
众人就稀奇他的教训，因为他教训他们，镇上有权柄的人不像他们的名士、文士。
After when Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were amazed at his teaching, as he taught as one with authority, not their teaching at all.
所以这里就指出啊。群众发觉耶稣对律法的解释比起这些宗教领袖更正确。
Crowd discovered that Jesus' explanation of these religious laws was even more accurate than the explanations provided by the religious leaders.
耶稣才是真正敬虔的人，这些宗教领袖只是假的。
That Jesus is genuine article. These other religious leaders were actually counterfeit.
所以呢，当耶稣站出来的时候呢，就好像显出这些宗教领袖的黑暗。
So as Jesus stands out, in contrast, it revealed darkness of the religious leaders.
所以呢，这些宗教领袖就很生气。
And that's why these religious leaders were very angry.
所以如果你看福音书的时候呢，他们常常找机会去攻击耶稣。
So, you will learn from the gospel books that they will find many opportunities to attack.
比方说他指责耶稣犯了安息日。
For example, they would accuse Jesus of violating the Sabbath.
但是每一次他们指责耶稣的时候呢，耶稣都能够用圣经去反驳他们。
However, whenever they accused Jesus of wrongdoing, Jesus was able to rebuke.
我们最先的时候提出耶稣其中一个身份就是救赎主。
And we talked about that one of Jesus' identities is our Savior.
他是把人从罪里面赎出来。
That he redeemed us from our sin.
那如果耶稣要做到这一点的时候，他必须要先把你的罪指出来。
In order to do that, however, first needs to point out.
所以一个认识耶稣的人呢，他是先认识自己的罪。
So for a person to know Jesus, he first must acknowledge sin.
但是呢，如果当耶稣指出你的罪的时候呢，你的反应不是承认你的罪，反而你是反驳耶稣的时候。
However, if Jesus points out your sin, your reaction not one of repentance, but rather one who insists on duty.
或者呢, 你把你的责任推到别人的身上,
or you even shed your responsibility onto others.
点子的人呢, 他会变成越来越, 心越来越硬。
This kind of people would have a heart that hardens over time.
有的时候呢, 我听这些吵架的夫妻, 讲他们的问题。
Sometimes I would listen to arguing couple.
我就发觉呢，我们人呢 不喜欢承认我们的罪。
I came to realize that most people do not like to acknowledge our sin.
就是我们承认我们的错的时候，我们会这样子说。
Even when we do acknowledge our sin, we will say the following.
我是错啊。
I am wrong.
但是他也错哦。
However, she's also wrong.
你知道我们心里面是怎么想的？
Do you know what our thoughts are at that moment?
因为他先犯罪得罪我, 我先犯错啊。
I sin because sin first against me.
那当我们知道自己有罪, 却不承认的时候,
when we do not acknowledge our sins, even though we are aware of it,
那么你的心会变成越来越硬,
that your heart will be hard.
你不会接受真理,
that you will reject the truth.
你最后会恨对方。
Finally, you will hate the other person.
宗教领袖对耶稣因为 极度产生恨的第二个原因呢, 就是因为耶稣尝了他们的地位。
The second reason why the religious leaders hated Jesus out of envy is because Jesus had taken away his debt.
宗教领袖对耶稣 见到耶稣行了很多不同的神迹。
Religious leaders had witnessed the many miracles performed by Jesus.
那么就发觉群众越来越听耶稣的话。
And they found out that the crowd had followed Jesus more and more closely.
到一个地步呢, 他们不能否定耶稣的神迹的, 真实性。
It was to a point where they could no longer reject the authenticity of Jesus' miracle.
他们只能说耶稣是靠鬼王的能力去赶鬼。
They could only argue that Jesus was performing miracles due to the power of this demon.
但是最后呢, 耶稣死一个人呢, 他已经死了四天, 他复活。
And then finally, Jesus was able to resurrect a person who had died for 4 days.
那么当时的祭司长就杀，连拉萨路就是这个复活的人呢，也杀死，因为有好些犹太人呢，为拉萨路的缘故，回去信了耶稣。
And so the chief priest made plans. The last was the person that was respected as well, for the account that because of him, many of the Jews going over to leaving.
后来呢，耶稣坐驴进入耶路撒冷，宣布他就是天国的王。
And then later on, Jesus rode a donkey entering the city of Jerusalem, proclaiming that he's king of heaven.
群众就欢呼。 说活沙拉活沙拉。
And the crowd shouted, Hosanna, Hosanna.
那么当时的这些宗教领袖就说，看了你们逃牢无依, 因为世人都随从他去了。
Then at that point, the religious leaders then said to each other, look how the whole world is
gone. 那你发觉到这个时候呢, 这些宗教领袖呢, 再容不下耶稣。
And you find out at that moment,
so they decided
there's no other option but to kill Jesus.
那按道理如果你是神的儿女, 耶稣要坐在你生命的宝座上, 我们应该很欢迎主啊。
And supposedly, if we are children of God, and Jesus wants to sit on our throne, we should welcome that opportunity.
除非呢，我们好像这些宗教领袖一样，是爱人的荣耀超过神的荣耀。
Unless we're more like the religious leader who love the face of man more than the face of God.
这样的人，当他知道呢，自己要退这个位给耶稣的时候呢，他只会恨他。
And this group of people, however, would hate Jesus when they realize they must step down.
所以呢，我们当向这个士使约翰学习。
That's what we need to learn from John the Baptist.
如果你看圣经的开始的时候呢，讲到这个士使约翰的时候，其实他有很多人曾经跟随他。
And you can tell from the beginning of the Gospel books that John the Baptist actually had quite a following.
后来呢，他的约翰的门徒就告诉约翰，从前跟你的人，他们都转向去跟随耶稣了。
Some of his followers would tell John the Baptist that some of your followers turned and started following Jesus.
你看一个爱神荣耀的人的回答。
Now you look at the response of a person who loves the praises from God.
约翰说：“他必兴旺，我必衰微。”
John the Baptist said that he must become greater and I must become less.
那同一个耶稣的第二个反应呢，就是爱。
With the same Jesus, the second kind of reaction is love.
马太记载呢，有一次，耶稣去了一个大麻风的市民的家里面吃饭。
The book of Matthew recorded that one day Jesus went to Simon the leper's house to have dinner.
那么有一个女人呢，就拿一瓶很贵重的香膏膏耶稣。
A woman came out with a bottle of very expensive perfume to anoint Jesus.
那只有约翰福音告诉我们呢，这个女人呢，其实就是马大的妹妹玛利亚。
Only the Gospel book of John told us that this woman was Mary, younger sister of Martha.
那从玛利亚这个极大的牺牲，我们看出玛利亚对耶稣的爱。
And from Mary's extreme sacrifice, we can tell her love for Jesus.
首先呢，约翰记载啊，玛利亚呢用了一斤的香膏膏耶稣。
John first recorded that Mary used one pound of perfume to anoint Jesus.
一斤的意思就是12的盎司。
One pound in this case is 12 ounces.
那你们女士都要涂这个香水的习惯哈。
All you ladies probably have the habit of putting on perfume.
如果你涂一盎司的香水呢，已经是蛮多的。
And one ounce of perfume is already quite a lot.
但是玛利亚一次把十二盎司的香膏倒在耶稣的头上。
But all at once, Mary applied 12 ounces of perfume on Jesus' head.
还有哦，她没有留下一点给自己。
And she did not save any for herself.
还有呢，我们发觉呢，第二件事情我们发觉就是三卷的福音书记载这个事情的时候，都讲到这个香膏是极贵的。
And the second thing that we realize is that while being recorded in three different gospel books, they all talk about the fact that this is a very expensive perfume.
约翰指出了这个香膏呢，值30两银子。
John pointed out that this perfume is worth 30 ounces of gold, silver. So,
这个就是一个人一年的工资。
And that's worth a person's 1 year wage.
所以你可以肯定呢，这个香膏是玛利亚全家之宝。
So you can be certain that this perfume is a family treasure that belongs to Mary.
有人相信呢，这个香膏是玛利亚预备出嫁的时候用的。
And some people believe that, that this, is, that this perfume is a dowry for Mary.
第三呢，约翰也指出呢，这个香膏是真拿达的香膏。
And thirdly, John also pointed out that this perfume is a nard.
拿达香膏呢是用一一种植物啊，是在印度的这个喜马拉雅山山脚才找到的一个植物的根部所做出来的。
And nard is from the roots of a plant that only grows at the foothills of the Himalayas.
所以呢，这个是一个很珍贵的一个香膏。
So this is a very precious nard.
那你约翰特别形容啊，这个是真拿达的香膏，就是是纯正的，没有掺杂任何的水啊在里面的。
And John pointed out that this is a genuine nard. In other words, it's true brand and it's not diluted.
无可否认呢，这个玛利亚因为爱耶稣，她做了很大的牺牲。
Undeniably, Mary made a great deal of sacrifice because her love for Jesus.
但是不代表呢，每一个人会赞赏她。
But that did not mean that everybody would agree with her.
马可形容啊，这些门徒啊见到玛利亚的行动呢，心中很不喜悦，说何用这么枉费香膏呢？这香膏可以卖30两多的银子周济穷人，他们就向着女人生气。
The Gospel Book of Mark recorded that the disciples were not happy with Mary. And some of those present were saying indignantly to one another, why this waste of perfume? It could have been sold for more than a year's wages and money given to the poor. And they rebuked her harshly.
所以马可福音就告诉我们，其实门徒大骂这个玛利亚为什么这么浪费。
So the Gospel Book of Mark told us that these disciples angrily cursed at Mary for being so wasteful.
可能有一天呢，你决定全世界侍奉神的时候。
And one day, perhaps you decide to serve God full time.
弟兄姊妹也可能向你泼冷水。
And brothers and sisters perhaps would also discourage you.
他会说：“你这么年轻去侍奉神，不是很浪费吗？”
What a waste when you serve the Lord at such a young age.
倒不如你先去工作，提早退休，将来才侍奉神呢。
Why don't you go to work first and then retire early and then serve God then?
或者他对你说：“你有一生不当，去当牧师。”
Or they may say to you, "Why don't you become a doctor instead of a pastor?"
拿你的人工可以请10个牧师了。
With the income of a doctor, you can call 10 different pastors.
我们想，没有人呢比玛利亚更清楚这个香膏的价值。
No one knows about the value of the perfume better than Mary.
但是对玛利亚来说，耶稣是天国的王。
But to Mary, Jesus is the King of the Kingdom of Heaven.
耶稣也是玛利亚的王。
Jesus is also the King of Mary.
所以玛利亚认为耶稣是配得他用最贵的东西去服侍耶稣的。
So Mary felt that Jesus was worth the most expensive things that she had for her to give up to serve him.
但是为什么玛利亚会在这个时候告耶稣呢？
Why would Mary choose such a moment to anoint Jesus?
耶稣就为玛利亚解释说，他是为我安葬的事把香膏预先浇在我身上。
And Jesus would explain that it's because Mary poured perfume on my body beforehand to prepare for my burial.
那从耶稣这个回答里面呢，证明玛利亚是唯一的几个人明白耶稣快要舍命了。
From Jesus' reply, you can tell that Mary is one of the few people who understood that Jesus was about to be sacrificed.
所以玛利亚把握她唯一的机会去为主安葬所预备。
So Mary seized her only opportunity to prepare for his burial.
你有没有留意呢？马可怎么形容玛利亚的行动呢？
Did you notice how Mark described Mary's action?
他说他所做的是他是尽他所能的。
Mark said that she did what she could.
这句话的意思就是呢，玛利亚是毫无保留的为主牺牲。
And what that sentence meant was that Mary sacrificed for Lord Jesus without any reservation.
是的，爱是不保留。
Indeed, love is without any reservation.
我想玛利亚当她见到耶稣身为天国的王，却选择毫无保留的为他舍命的时候，她就问自己，为什么我不可以这样子为主牺牲呢？
So when Mary understood that as the king of the kingdom of heaven, Jesus was willing to sacrifice his life, she told herself why she couldn't sacrifice all she had for Jesus.
面对同一个耶稣，第三个反应呢，就是贪。
Facing the same Jesus, the third reaction was greed.
这个是出卖耶稣的犹大对耶稣的反应。
This was the reaction of Judas who betrayed Jesus.
那我们知道犹大是耶稣十二个门徒其中之一。
We know that Judas is one of the 12 disciples of Jesus.
所以耶稣所讲的道，犹大全都听过。
So that Judas had heard all of Jesus' preaching.
犹大也经历过耶稣的神迹。
Judas had also experienced Jesus' miracles.
好像犹大见过耶稣在水面上行走。
Just like Judas had witnessed Jesus walking on water.
他参与过五饼二鱼的神迹。
That he himself participated in a miracle of five loaves and two fish.
他亲眼见过这个拉撒路从坟墓里面出来。
And he witnessed with his own eyes Lazarus being resurrected and walking out of his own tomb.
所以耶稣是弥赛亚，是天国的王，对犹大来说是一个事实。
So to Judas, the fact that Jesus is Messiah, is the kingdom of heaven, it's not undeniable.
那对于其他的门徒啊，他们还以为耶稣来推翻这个罗马帝国。
To other disciples at this point, they still thought that Jesus came to overthrow the Roman Empire.
所以好像这个彼得、约翰呢，还在争谁为大。
And that's why Peter and John were still arguing who was the greatest.
但是犹大，当他最后的时候啊，他明白耶稣快要死了。
But however, in the case of Judas, he understood at the end that Jesus was about to die.
他受不了耶稣是一个为人舍命的一个救主。
He could not tolerate the fact that Jesus was actually a Messiah that would die for man.
很可能由他当初跟随耶稣的原因，以为耶稣是一个天国的王。
It's quite possible that Judas decided to follow Jesus because he thought he was the kingdom of heaven.
那么当他恢复以色列国的时候，他就能够成为开国功臣。
That Judas would then become one of the founding fathers when Jesus reestablished the nation of Israel.
那么他就能够从耶稣的，因为耶稣这个关系呢，带给他名和利。
Then through that relationship with Jesus, he would gain fame and fame and power.
但是现在耶稣告诉人说：“我快要死，为人舍命了。”
But now Jesus tells him that he's about to die, that he's about to be sacrificed for people.
犹大就想到：“那么我就不能从耶稣身上拿到任何的利益。”
And that's when Judas realized that he was not going to realize any benefits from Jesus.
但是犹大不希望空手离开耶稣。
But Judas did not want to leave that relationship empty-handed.
他临走之前呢, 还要捞一笔。
And before he left, he wanted to get something out of it.
所以呢, 14节就讲到, 当下12个门徒里有一个称为加勒人犹大, 去见知事长说, 我把他交给你们, 你们愿意给我多少钱? 他们就给他30块钱。 从那时候他就找机会把耶稣交给他们。Then
verse 14 said that then one of the 12, the one called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priest and asked, What are you willing to give me if I hand him over to you? So they counted out for him 30 pieces of silver, and from then on, Judas watched for an opportunity to hand him over.
那30块钱呢, 是一个奴隶的价钱。
30 pieces of silver is about the price for a slave.
你可以用30块钱买一个奴隶。
You can buy a slave with 30 pieces of silver.
这批钱大概是一个普通人5个月的人工。
And that amount is worth about an average person's 5 months of wages.
也就是说,这个价值不到玛利亚所献的香膏的价钱的一半。
In other words, that price is less than half of the price of the perfume that Mary offered.
所以玛利亚跟犹大在圣经里面呢有一个很大的一个对比。
And that's why there's a great contrast between Judas and Mary in the Bible.
玛利亚的最爱就是耶稣。
And Mary's most beloved is Jesus.
所以玛利亚愿意把她所有献给耶稣。
And that's why Mary was willing to offer everything she had for Jesus.
但是犹大最爱就是世界。But
what Judas loved the most was this world.
对犹大来说, 耶稣一直只是他的一个站在这个世界的一个工具。
To Judas, Jesus was nothing more than a tool through which he can gain the world.
所以当他发觉耶稣其实不能帮助他得到这个世界的时候, 犹大就出卖耶稣。
And that's why Judas betrayed Jesus when he realized that Jesus was no longer able to help him gain this world.
耶稣对我们来说是不是只是一个工具呢?
Is Jesus also just a tool for us?
保守我们出入平安。
A tool that can help us travel safely?
增加我们的正能量。
A tool that can help help us increase our positive energy.
教我们呢怎么对待丈夫、教小孩。
A tool that helps us understand how to be a good wife and a good mother.
耶稣对你来说会不会使你很不舒服呢?
Would Jesus make you very uncomfortable?
因为耶稣的真理把你的罪指出来。
Because the truth of Jesus would shed the light on your sin.
让你讨厌耶稣，就好像这些宗教领袖一样。
That makes you want to hate Jesus, just like the religious leaders.
还是耶稣是你一生里面的最爱。
Or perhaps Jesus is your most beloved in your life. Beloved in your life.
因为虽然耶稣是弥赛亚，是天国的王，主。
So even though Jesus may be the Messiah, may be the kingdom of heaven.
但是他竟然愿意为我们死在十字架上面。
But then still he was willing to die for us on the cross.
明天就是平安夜。
Tomorrow is Christmas Eve.
纪念耶稣牺牲了天上的荣耀来到这个世界。
To remember that Jesus had forsaken the glory in heaven to descend into this world.
主来只有一个目的。
And there was only one purpose for him to come.
就是为你为我舍命。
That is to die for you and for me.
使我们与父神和好。
So that we can be reconciled with God the Father.
面对这样子的主, 没有一样奉献是太浪费的。
Facing with such a Lord, there's no sacrifice that can be considered wasteful.
因为主耶稣首先 毫无保留的爱我们，所以他是值得我们毫无保留的爱他。
Because Lord Jesus had first loved us without any reservation, and therefore he's worth our love without any reservation.
我们最后一同祷告。
And now let's pray together.